Tafsamachtas. If the father or the husband is makim the neder, he's makayim it, in other words, he upholds it and he is not mefer it. Once he confirms it, can he then go out and be mater neder on his hakama? The question is, yesh she'ela behakim or not? According to Rabbi Yechanan, he could. Rava asks, if he was makayim and then he was mefer, what's the halacha? So we say it's similar to harezu tmuras ayla, harezu tmuras shlamim. It's a machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, but we say the hafara is good. Dafayin, the Mishnah. If by anara hamurasa the father dies, the reshus to be mefer does not go to the husband. Like nisreikna reshus labal. But if the baal dies, the father does get the right to be mefer. Nisreikna reshus liav. Once a girl becomes a bageris, though, only the baal can be mefer, not the father. The Gemara. Just like the father has exclusive rights of hafara before erisin, so too if the baal dies, the father has the right to exclusive rights. Dafayin aleph, the Mishnah. If anara hamurasa made a neder, and on that day the Aras was Megarisher, and then she became married to a different man on the same day, the father and the later husband need to be made for the neder together. The klal is, as long as she wasn't fully independent, she needs both for hafara. The Gemara. The din of the Mishnah is true even if the Aras Rishon heard the neder. Also, the halacha of the Mishnah will apply even if she married 10 different men successively on that day. The last one is mefer with the father. Beis Hillel says if she didn't become an arusa for a second time, we would say nisreikna reshus la'av, and he could be made for the neder. But once she becomes an arusa a second time, the father alone can't be made for the neder, but only with the shutfis of the second husband. But Beis Shammai holds, devaram shenirul aris nisreikna reshus la'av. If the first aris heard the neder, the reshus hafara goes only to the father, not to the second husband. So the father could be made for the neder by himself, without the second husband. The Gemara asks, Gerusin kishtika damya, like a hakama dami. If an aras heard the neder, and then was magarisher before he acted on the neder, do we say that there was no hafara or hakama, or do we say that since he was shaisik, it's like a kiyam? The Gemara brings down rias both ways. Dafayin beis, the Mishnah. The derech of Talmidei Chachamim before Nesuin was that the father would say to the girl, any neder that you made in my house is void. And the new husband would say, any neder you made before we were married is void. The Gemara says, can a baal be mefer a neder that he never heard of? The Gemara brings different rayas both ways. If a man before a trip makes a shliach to be mefer any neder that his wife makes while he's away, he can do it even though he didn't hear the nedarim while he was away, since we say shluchai shel adam kemaisei. Dafayin Gimel. Rabbi Bar Chama asks, can a cheresh who cannot hear, can he be mefer a neder of his wife? The Gemara answers, even if you say a husband can be mefer without hearing the neder, but that's only mutter since this husband has the capability of hearing the neder in the first place. But if a cheresh who can never hear at all, maybe he can't, since we say according to Reb Zera, kol haroi labila ein bila ma'keves, v'chol she'ein haroi labila bila ma'keves. If someone brings a carbon mincha and the flour has the capability of being mixed with oil, even if you don't mix it with oil, the carbon is kosher. But if you put in so much flour into the kli that you can't possibly find room for oil, then the mincha is pasul, because it's impossible to be able to mix the oil. It's ein aroy labila. Rava says from the pasuk of Vishama, a cheresh cannot be mefer neder. The Mishnah. A bageris, or a woman after 12 months preparing for the wedding, according to Rabbi Eliezer, since he's chayav in her mezainis at this point, he can be mefer neder. According to the chamim, you need chuppah. The Gemara. Once 12 months after Erisin passes, the husband becomes mechuyev in mezainis, and he has to give her truma also, even if the nesuin did not take place yet. Truma sheik is allowed to eat, since midaraisa, a woman can eat truma even after Erisin, but only midarabanan, they were geyser that she can't, because they were afraid she might share it with her brothers and sisters. But in this case, once the 12 months has passed, she is entitled to eat truma.
Dafayin dalar, the Mishnah. A yavama who is zakok liyibum, i.e. her husband died without leaving children, so now it is a mitzvah for the brother of the mace to marry her via a process called yibum. If she is zakuk to two brothers instead of one brother, both can be made for neder. Rabbi Yeshua says, hafara is only shayach if she falls to one yavam, not if she falls to two. According to Rabbi Akiva, even if she falls to one, he cannot be made for. The Gemara. Rabbi Akiva doesn't allow hafara because he holds the klal ein zika, the connection for a yavama, which is where Zika comes in, isn't as strong as the connection created by a regular erusin. According to Rabbi Yeshua, we say Yesh Zika. Rabbi Eliezer holds, he did Maimer, and Maimer is kind of just like Erisin. This is the Shita of Beis Shammai. Tafayin Hei. If a Yavama is Mezana, there is no Chiyav Skila, like there is by a regular Nara Hamurasa, the Mishnah. If a man says to his wife, any neder you make while I am on this particular trip should be Chal, it's not a valid statement, since the Nedarim haven't been made yet. If he says they shouldn't be valid, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Hafara is good. According to Chachamim, the neder is Chal, and the Hafara is no good. The Gemara, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if a person who can't break his own neder can prevent Nedarim from being Chal via a preliminary Tanai, Kal v'chomer for his wife, who can break her neder, surely he can make a Tanai to prevent future Nedarim. The Chacham argue in Rabbi Eliezer, since a mikveh can make someone who's tahar, who's tamei into tahar, but can prevent a person from becoming tamei in the first place. Dafayin vav. Rabbi Eliezer answers, seeds that are tamei, once you plant them, cannot become tamei. The maskan is that since the pasuk says, isha yekimeno v'isha yefirenu, we compare the two. So if you can be mekayim, then you can be Mefer. But if you cannot be Mekayim, then you cannot be Mefer. The Mishnah. The ability to be Mefer is for the entire day that he heard the Neder, i.e. until Tzeisek Lechavim, until the day he heard it. So if the man heard it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he can be Mefer until 6 o'clock at Tzeisek Lechavim. If he heard it at 4 o'clock, then he can also be Mefer Neder until 6 o'clock that evening. So it depends on when he heard it as to how much time that he has. The Gemara says the Zman is till the end of the day. The pasuk says b'yayim shamay. Sometimes he has 24 hours. Sometimes he has only 2 hours. According to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Eliezer, he always has a full period of me'eis leis. So if he heard the neder at 2 o'clock on Tuesday, he doesn't have just until tzeis chavim, but he has until 2 o'clock on Wednesday. We paskin like the Tanakhama. Dafayin zayin. If a man heard his wife's neder on Shabbos, he can be made for it on Shabbos. Also, one can go to a Talmud Chacham to be Matir Neder on Shabbos, since this is considered the Tzarech HaShabbos. Others hold, you can only do this if in this particular case it'll be the Tzarech HaShabbos. If one goes to a Talmud Chacham on Shabbos, he can only be Matir Neder in front of one Talmud Chacham, but not in front of three people, because if it's done in front of three people, it looks like the creation of a Bezdin on Shabbos, which is Aser. Others say that even in front of three people it's Mutter, since people will come to see that this is not a case of a Bezdin, but rather just a case of Hataras Nedarim. According to Rabbah, a Talmud Chacham can remove a neder, and he can remove it by himself. He can remove it standing, and not necessarily sitting. He can remove it at night, not only during the day. And he can do it even on Shabbos. And he can even do it if it was possible to remove it before Shabbos. It's a machlekes if a neder can be mutter through charata or not. The Gemara says a person who makes a neder is called a chayta. And even if he keeps it, he's called a chayta. A person shouldn't make an obvious hafara for his wife on Shabbos, but rather he should do it with a shinui. According to Beis Shammai, on Shabbos, you're mevatel b'liboy. On Chol, you must say it with your mouth. According to Beis Hillel, you could always be mevatel b'liboy. Tafayin ches. A chacham is matir an eder, but a hedyot is mefer an eder. From the pasuk of Ma'adei Hashem, we learn that we need a bezdin to be mekadesh rish chedesh, to show us exactly when the Yantav is. Once you're Mekadesh the Chaydish, then that'll allow you to tell us which day is the Tesvav for Pesach. And finally, we say if a person hears a neder from his wife and is silent for the whole day, but he wasn't silent for the purpose of confirmation, but rather just to aggravate his wife, in other words, he wasn't quiet for the purpose of confirming it, but he just wanted to bother his wife, then he can be Mefer even for the next few days. Dafayin tes. A hakama of the mind works. This is a chomer. A hafara of the mind does not work. Once you're mekayim, you cannot do hafara. And vice versa. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin the 11th parak the Elu Nedarim, the Mishnah. There are the Nedarim that a husband is allowed to be mefer, i.e. he can be mefer Nedarim Dvarim Sheyesh Bahem Inui Nefesh. If a neder will take away a woman's basic benefits, then he can be mefer neder. Like she swears that she won't wash herself or adorn herself with makeup. And the Ran here adds, also he can be made for a nedarim that a dvarim shebeinai lebeinah. These are also included. Rabbi Yossi says, inui nefesh is only if the neder is a very high magnitude, i.e. she asers all the fruit in the world. That's the type of neder he can be made for. Otherwise, it's also for him to be made for. The Gemara. Why does the Mishnah talk only about Inu Nefesh? From the Pasuk of Bein Ish L'Ishtai, we learn that he could also be Mefer Nadarim, that on a Geah, Beinai L'Veina. Our answers, the Hafara of Inu Nefesh can work forever. But the Hafara of Beinai L'Veina is only Chal as long as they're married. Once they're divorced, then it's Chal again. Dafpe. According to the Chachamim, even refraining from one day of washing is considered Inu Nefesh, and the Baal can do Hafara. But according to Rabbi Yossi, one day is not considered inu nefesh, so the baal cannot be mefer. If a person makes a neder kenidrei v'shoyim, it's considered a good neder. The Gemara says on Yom Kippur, we know that only the achila and shtia carry the punishment of kares, but tashmish hamita, rechitza, nilas hasandal, and sicha do not have the punishment of kares. If there are two communities, both want to draw water from one particular well, and there's only enough water for one of them, the community that owns the well has the exclusive right to the water, even if everyone in the other community could potentially be harmed. Since we learned in the Gemara in Baba Metzia, we know from the Pasuk of V'cheyachicha Imach that Chayecha is Kaidmin. The community that owns it, their lives come first. But if the owner community needs water for washing, and the other people need the water to survive, then the non-owners get it. Because the people who have it only need it to wash, but the other people need it to survive. So they have the right to get it first. Rabbi Yossi says, even in a case like this, where the owner community only needs it to wash and the other community needs it to survive, the owner community still gets it, since he considers the lack of washing a big tzar. So they come first. V'cheyachicha imach. Daf Pe'alef. A memra came from Eretz Yisrael. A person should be careful to be clean, because dirt on his body can cause disease. A person should learn Torah b'chavrusa, since one helps the other. And people should be zahir to teach Torah to poor people's children, since from them Torah emanates, since they have no other worries on their mind. And the Gemara asks, why do we find the children of Talmidei Chachamim are usually not Talmidei Chachamim? Or answers, since Torah is not Yarshant, or so these children don't feel like they're more chashav than the rest of the community. The Chachamim, the Nevi'im, and the Malachim were all asked why the Churban came about. And they couldn't answer the question until Hashem answered it himself, since they didn't listen to Hashem and follow the Torah, and they didn't make Birchas HaTorah before learning. That's why the Churban came about. The Ran explains, the Chet was that they didn't learn Torah Lishma. If a woman makes a neder not to give Hana to her father, the husband cannot be made for the neder, because the neder is neither Inui Nefesh or Bein Elavena. If she made a neder not to use makeup, or not to have tashmish, then he can be made for the neder. This is considered, because it's considered, devarim shaveinai levena. And the Gemara asks, how can a woman make a neder not to have tashmish with her husband? She's mechuyev to have tashmish. So the neder shouldn't even be chal, and hafara shouldn't even be needed at all. The Gemara answers, she swore not to have hana from it. That's what the hafara is needed for. And finally we ask, if a woman makes a neder not to have tashmish, is this considered inui nefesh, or is it considered dvarim shabenei levena? According to Pshat and the Rashba, it seems that it's considered inui nefesh. Daf Pebetz. Any neder that a wife makes regarding inui nefesh, a man can be mefer, except if she made a neder that someone else cannot have hana from her, since it's not considered inui nefesh for her. According to Rav Huna, all Mishnayos in this parak we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, who is machmir in the halachas of hafar. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, if a woman made a neder to abstain from two breads, one would cause inui nefesh and one would not, because they were made with different types of flour. So the husband can be made for a neder on both, even the one that would not cause inui nefesh. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, he can only be made for neder for the bread that would cause inui nefesh, not the other one. Daf Pei Gimel. If a woman was mekabel nazirus, and she became tameh, so she is mechuyev to bring a special karban asham in addition to the regular oila and chatas. And then, after this point, she made this particular neder to be mekabel naziris. The baal then came and was made for her neder. She is still mechuyev to bring the chatas ha'if, but she's not mechuyev to bring the oila or the asham, since we say ein karban lechatzi naziris. To keep a person from tumas meis, that's considered causing him big tzar, because if he mourns others, we know others will mourn for him. But if he can't mourn others, or he can't be misasik with a mace, it's tsar right now, because he's going to be worried that since he didn't do this for that mace, no one else will come and take care of him when he dies. The Mishnah. If she swore not to have hana from people, she can still have hana from leket, shikcha, and peya of her husband, or from any people for that matter, since they are considered matanas aniyim, which are hefker. So no hana is involved. If a man makes a neder that all kohanim and levim cannot have hana from him, they can still take truma and meiser from him, since these don't belong to him, but rather they belong to Shevet Levi. Gemara. When a woman makes a neder not to have hana from all people, is she including her husband or not? It's a machlekes. Rav Nachman says no, Rava says yes. Daf Pei Dalet. If a woman makes a neder not to have tashmish with anyone, he can be made for her neder vis-a-vis him, i.e. the husband, but all other Jews cannot have relations with her. This is a raya to Rava, that the Baal is included in the general neder. The Gemara says, although if a woman made a neder from hana from the Baal, she can have hana from peah, leket, and shikha, she can't have hana from Maaser Ani. If a person buys tvua from an Amaretz, he must retake Maaser Sheni and Truma, since it's a suffix if the Amaretz took it off or not. But he doesn't have to take off Maaser Ani, according to Rebbe Lozer. According to Rabbanan, he must take off Maaser Ani also. According to Rebbe Lozer, we're not afraid he won't take off Maaser Ani because he has nothing to lose by taking it off. This is since if he wanted to pater himself from Maaser Ani, he could simply be mafgir his nechasim, and then he'll become an official ani, eligible to receive his own Maaser Ani. Kivin de ilu mafgir nechasim, v'havi ani v'shakaleh, lesle pseda. That's what the Gemara says. The Rabbanan say, no normal person would do this crazy thing, because while his nechasim are hefgir, he could lose everything he owns. Therefore, they're machmir. The raya, the resha of our Mishnah, is like Rebbe, who holds that the benefit of goodwill, tovas hana, is considered like mammon. The seifa is like Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, who holds tovas hana is not like mammon. Daf pehei. The Gemara asks, trumas and maisras, which have not been separated, do we say that they are kemi shehur mudami? Do we view them as if they are already separated, since they are eventually going to be separated? According to Rebbe, they are not considered separated. The Mishnah. If a woman makes a neder to aser her father from having hana from her maisi yodayim, the husband cannot be made for her neder, since it isn't beinoy levena or inui nefesh. But if she asers her maisi yodayim from her husband, according to Vitanakama, the baal doesn't even have to be made for. It's bottled automatically, since the maisi yodayim are meshubed to the baal. Therefore, she has no right to take it away from him to begin with. According to Rabbi Kiva, the baal must nullify it, since she may earn more than the shir of chamesh slayim that he's entitled to. According to Rabbi Yechanan ben Uri, he can be mefer on all of it. And the Gemara says, the halacha is like Rabbi Yechanan ben Uri, and he should be mefer all of it, since in case in the future he divorces her, then her neder may be chal, so he should be mefer it all right now. According to Shmuel, a person can be makdish something that is still leiba li'aylam. Daf peva. If a leiva gives a malva a field as a mashkin, and says, when I pay you back this field, then it should become hefke, it should become hektish, the field should become hektish at that moment, immediately, when I pay you back. He can do this even though it's a davar shalei beli oilam. He can do this because it's always biyadai to redeem the field. At any moment he wants to redeem it, he can. However, a woman who wants in advance to be makdish from Maisi Yadayim after gerushin, it wouldn't work, since it's a davar shalei beli oilam, which isn't biyada to control, since only the husband can make the divorce happen. According to Rava, there are three things which liberate the bond of shibud, things that are mafkia midei shibud: hektish, chametz, and shichrur. Rashi here holds that the only time we say hektish is mafkia midei shibud is by kedushas haguf, i.e. behema, to be put on a mizbeach. But if he's makdish a behema for kedushas damim, then it's not mafkia midei shibud, and the balchayev could still collect. Rabbi Natam holds that even kedushas damim is mafkia midei shibud. The Mishnah. A neder contains three parts: the person who makes the neder, the actual promise itself, and the thing that the neder is chal on. If the husband made an error on one of the three elements when he was making the hafara, then he must redo the hafara. For example, if his wife made a neder, but he thought that his daughter had made the neder, so he must redo the hafara. Daf Pei Zayin, the Gemara. If a person loses one of his seven close relatives, he must tear kriya, as we see from David HaMelech, al shol v'al yoynes and benoy. Since it says al twice, we learn that if he loses two krivim, he must tear kriya two different times, one for each. If a person fainted, and he appeared to be dead, and one did kriya for the person that he thought had died, but in fact the chayla died not at the moment that he did kriya, but he actually died a few moments later, and he's not yoytze the kriya. Rav Shimon ben Pazi says, he only isn't yoytze the kriya if the mace died after the shir of teichedei dibur of the kriya. But if the mace died within the shir of teichedei dibur, then he is yoytze kriya, since we say teichedei dibur kedibur dami. The halacha is teichah de'dibur, k'dibur dami, except by blasphemy, avodah zarah, and kedushin and gittin, where the retraction, even within the shir of teichah de'dibur, doesn't count, and these maises are chal anyway, since people don't engage in these things lightly, so if one did it, he must amend it. The Ran holds the halacha teichah de'dibur is a halacha midaraisa. Rabbeinu Tam holds it's midarabanan. The Mishnah. A woman made a neder, she wouldn't eat figs or grapes, and the Baal was mekayim only one of these things. Then we say all of it is mekuyim, but a neder which she did only a partial hafara on, none of the hafara is good, since we say neder shehufar miktsasei, loy hufar at all. And the Gemara says, the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael, who makes a difference between hakama and hafara regarding miktsas. Rabbi Kiva holds, there is no difference between the two, so in both cases, miktsasei is good, since the pasuk says, isha yikimeno, v'isha yifireno. The Mishnah. If a husband says, I know there are nadarim, but I don't realize there was something called hafara. I didn't know that I have the right to do that. So he can be mefer his wife's neder, even after the day of Yom Shamay, which normally is the day that he must revoke it, because he didn't realize that there was such an option available to him. And the Gemara says, a person who kills b'shagig is mechuyev to go to one of the Ari Miklat. But a suma, a blind person, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is pater from going to Ari Miklat, since the pasuk is b'loy ra'is. The mayor says, even a blind person is mechuyev to go to Ari Miklat. We know the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Pei Zayin says that a suma is also pater not only from this mitzvah, but from all mitzvahs. As a machlekes, if he's only pater from mitzvahs ase, or also mitzvahs lois ase. The Prima Gadim and Rabbi Kiva Eger hold that a suma is only pater from mitzvahs ase, but he's mechuyev in mitzvahs lois ase. And Rabbi Yehuda argues and says that a suma is pater even from mitzvahs lois ase. Daf Pei Ches, the Mishnah. If a person asers his son-in-law from having hana from him, and now the father wants to give his daughter some money, i.e. the husband would now benefit from the pears, therefore technically you shouldn't be able to do that. So the eight says for the father to give it to his daughter and say, your husband shouldn't share in the hana, and you should eat from it. Tutanayim. And the Gemara says, according to Rav, we say yad isha ki yad baila. Therefore, the father must make two conditions. Shmuel holds, yad isha like yad baila. Therefore, you only need one condition. To carry on Shabbos, in one mavui, we know that carrying on Shabbos is usur in a rishus harabim, but to carry in a mavui, in a courtyard, they make, the people who belong all around that courtyard should make a shitufe mavayas. So all people in the chatzar own a portion of a particular barrel, and the following people can be used to be zeicha in the shituf: his adult son or daughter, his Jewish servant or maid servant, but he cannot use ketanim or evet ketanim or his wife. The wife part is a stira to a different brisa. The Mishnah. Why does the Torah have to teach us that an almana and a grusha, her neder is chal? It's pashut, since if she has no husband to be made for the neder, of course the neder is chal. The chiddush is, even if she makes a neder to be mekuyim 30 days later, and she gets married before the day of the kiyum, the new husband still can't be made for, since the pronouncement came while she was an independent woman. Daf Peitas, the Gemara. According to Rabbi Yishmael, the key to a neder is when it was chal. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's when it was made. So our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara says, Anara Hamurasa, who is partially in her father's rishus and partially in her husband's rishus, both of them must be made for her neder in order for the hafara to be chal. The next Mishnah. There are 9 cases where naras are considered out of the rishus ha'av, and the father cannot be made for her nedarim. These really fall into 3 categories. A yusema b'chaye ha'av, her father married her off, and then she became an almana. Meis avia, which is a yusema, or a bageris, a girl who is mature. And the Gemara. The 9 cases of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, but the Chachamim categorize these 9 cases into 3 basic rules, as we mentioned before. The next Mishnah. If she made a neder that if she does work for her husband, she is usher to have hana from her father or her father-in-law, the husband can be made for the neder, since this is Dvarim Shabbeinai Leveinah. And the Gemara says, there was a man who made a neder not to have hana from this world if he got married before he studied Hilchasa. In other words, he made an eder that he would not have hana from the world if he got married before he finished Shas. And the Rabbanim convinced him to marry. So they could be matir neder, i.e. you can't go to the Chachamim to be matir neder until it is chal, not before it is chal. Therefore they convinced him to get married. So at that point the neder would be chal, then they would be able to be matir neder. Daf tzadik. From the pasuk in Yeshaya, the Chafra Halavana, we learn that when Mashiach comes, the Goyim who worship the sun and the moon will be embarrassed. Rav Nosson holds that hafaras nedarim from a husband cannot happen until the neder is chal. According to the Chachamim, it can happen even before it is chal. But for a shelas chacham, which we refer to as hataras nedarim, all agree that it can only be hatarad after it is chal. the Mishnah. There are three women who, despite the fact that the woman must get a divorce due to the fact that it was her fault, she's still entitled to a ksuba anyway. Number one, a wife of a kayan who was raped. Number two, if she wants children and they're incapable of having children. And number three, she makes a neder not to have tashmish with any other Jews. And Taisvis here asks on this, how can this neder be chal at all? She's already married, so she's usher to all the other people due to Eishes Ish. Now she's an Eishes Ish. So how is she able to have tashmish with anybody else? She's already an Eishes Ish. So now this neder is a second isser, and we know ein isser chal isser. So how is it possible that there's even a havamin that this should be chal? Later on, continuing in the Mishnah, as the morality of people went down, they became more machmir in these cases to require more substantial evidence in order for this to be chal. The Ran asks, what's the havamin if she isn't believed vis-a-vis Tmeah Nilach, and she claimed she was raped? Of course she should be believed, because of Shavya Nafshecha Ticha D'Yisura. The Gemara. An Eishes Yisrael who is Mezana is only Asur to her husband. She was Mezana Beratzen, but Ba'inis she's Mutter. But an Eishes Kayan who is Mezana is Asur to her husband, even if the Znus was Ba'inis. Taf Tzadik Aleph. Rabbi Hamnuna says, if a woman says in front of her husband, we were divorced, even if he denies it, she's believed, because a woman wouldn't have the chutzpah to say this kind of thing in front of her husband unless it was really true. We learn here in the Gemara that after Tashmish Hamita, Netilas Yadayim is required. The Torah in the Shulchan Aruch say that Netilas Yadayim is required due to Stam, the fact that they had Tashmish, you need Netilas Yadayim. The Rambam says, it has nothing to do with Stam HaHalacha, but rather it's due to the Chashash that a person's hands touched, man's hand touched unclean places on the woman's body, therefore he needs Netilas Yadayim. The Gemara says there was a case of an adulterer who was alone with a married woman in a house, and then the man heard the husband coming into the house, so he ran away in front of the husband. The wife is still mutter to the husband, since if he would have really done a maises nus, which would have assered her to the husband, he wouldn't have run away in front of the husband, but rather he would have hid instead. And finally, the Masechta ends with a maisa about a snake, where the adulterer actually saved the husband's life by telling him that the snake had poisoned the food that he was about to eat. This is a raya, that he wasn't actually mezana with the woman, because if he would have been mezana with her, he would have let the husband die. He wouldn't have told him. He wouldn't have saved his life. And the Ran asks, how can we have a havamina that the husband should be usher to his wife? We can't usher a husband just because his wife had yichud with someone else. We know the klal is ein usher nal yichud. If we find a woman with another man, they had yichud together, and we're not sure if there was really znus or not. So we say, just because she had yichud with someone, we say, ein usher nal yichud. That's not enough to usher on her husband. So what's the havamina here that she should be usher? Taisus in Ksubis, Tafud Gimel says, that this kula, ein usher nal yichud, only applies if a woman has yichud with stam a person. We find her with stam a person. Then we say that that yichud is not enough to usher on her husband. But if she had yichud with a person who is known to be a professional adulterer, like the case here, in a case like that, we have to be much more machmer, because the odds are that they did have znus together. Therefore, the cases are different. That's why over here, we have to be machmer, and we don't say the kula of Ein Eisuin al-Hayichud. Hadron Alach Masechta Nedarim.